So good morning, and I know what you're thinking. She's not the mama. She's not Pam. I'm very honored that Pam asked me to step in today. We consider ourselves sacred sisters. And I was laughingly thinking, you know, Pam and I often say we're from the same mothership. And the information that comes through is pretty generic. And what is it? Be the light. So we do it in different ways, and I'm going to do it in my way today. I have used vibration and sound and intentional consciousness to bring people to what? Be the light. It's hilarious because she asked me 2 weeks ago, I've got to go somewhere, Jan, would you talk? And I said, sure. So pretty soon I see that she has written in the bulletin or email, Jan's topic is be the light. So where did she get that? I was thinking this morning, I think for 10 years, 370 YouTubes, 500 times on Wednesday morning, I press Zoom and I say, good morning, I am Jan Jorgensen, and it's time to be the light. So it's a free meditation, and if you're interested, I'm glad to tell you about that. But I tell people that I work with, I say, you know, it's not a spectator sport. And this helps me show you your part. See this dot? That's me. I'm the cheerleader. Come on, you can be the light. You can do it. Don't forget. And I try to find the words. I try to find the music or something in your language, in your perceptions, that helps you remember that this is yours. And when we mix it up in church like this, whoa! So be the light. There are team members like you, messengers. We are a touch team. When I come here and I see Clara, our eyes light up. I know you. And I see, I know you. We pre-programmed ourselves to be the light. And we came and showed each other on days when our sense of balance gets punctured, like with Dave, and I'm saying, okay, take a breath. Help you get back on your node. Help you get back on your horse. And have the courage to be the light in a world that is composting, disintegrating. And when you really go in your heart, a lot of those creations are based on fear. They're not based on divine principles of creation. Now I've gone way off my notes. I always do that. And I may not get to the major point. Let me see. I'll give myself 12 minutes. I probably meant, there we go. Because once I get talking on Be the Life, that's it. Okay. It is a participatory sport. And I would like to say that when I start a group with kindergartners or senior citizens, and I have worked with both, I brought preschoolers and with senior citizens, and we just raise our vibration and go to heaven with music. So it's not a spectator sport. When I worked with seniors or Alzheimer's with music at the junior colleges all those years, I want you all to realize you are on that team and you are seen and your voice counts. So we can't do what I usually do, and Carol knows this, but I'll give you an example of what we do to connect each other. I'm going to say my name and you're all going to say my name back. Jan.
Jan.
Yes! So it's just like in kindergarten, the first day, you know, you're watching, am I safe, and is this boat going to sink or whatever? I'm just going to watch. But I'm in the minute you say my name. So we're going to energetically pretend that each of you are saying your names and everybody is vibrating it back. So on the count of three, you're going to say your name. Ready? Go. One, two, three. I'm going to say your name back. God. You are that little finger, that little facet of God. And you can shine so bright if you just do very simple things. Now, you already said some things that you can do to be the light. And I thought, well, I want to be smart. I don't want to get up here and just start all this woo-woo. So, of course, I got out my phone and I asked my chatbot. I said, what does it mean to be light? And I was actually pretty impressed. This is a, right in my phone, computerized system. To be the light means to embody positivity, hope, guidance, and enlightenment. It refers to be an example to others, uplifting and inspiring them. Being the light means spreading love, kindness, and compassion in the world, and helping others find their way in times of darkness, uncertainty, or a little PTSD. It involves radiating positivity and bringing about positive change, first in oneself and then others. And then it got much longer because I said, okay, let's see how smart this little chatbot is. I said, how do I become the light? Then the basics. Cultivate positivity. Show kindness and compassion. Be a sort, they just separated it all out like doing a mental report. I love this one the most of all. Be of service to others. Look for opportunities to help and serve others because they can see you. They can feel your vibration and you develop a trust. And then when you need something, you've got your support team around you. It's hard to be the light by yourself, isolated. This last year, it's right here underneath, I developed the Queen's Caravan Spiritual Walkabout Tour. I'm actually a minister. And I go out in a little red van and I visit people in communities. And there's such hardship, specifically Oklahoma felt very hard with food and places to live. And so I sit and talk with people and I teach them in some small way to have hope and implant that. So that is my service, your service, music, all sorts of, only you know your gifts and you know what your gift because you get up in the morning and you want to do it. It feels good. Diane, you do all that financial stuff. That is like a nightmare for me. So we need each other. We need each other. And of course, I've developed a very simple Be the Light meditation procedure. It takes 5 minutes, and we're actually going to do it. And it takes you, and it separates you from the rest of the world, so you are holding the reins of this God pure core energy, and you can reattune and change anything in your life. Health, weather, when there's enough of us. We are so powerful. So I need 5 volunteers to come up and grab a gong. This is the interactive part, remember? Yes, come right up. And I'm going to give you one little sample. These are anthroposophical gongs. They are pure tone. They're $500 each. Please don't drop them. just hit it right here, and it brings forth a beautiful tone. Beautiful. Okay, so 5 people, I want you to surround this congregation because even though being nice and positive and service, all that, I learned how to just pop into heavenly, the state of grace, working at the hospice bedside for 6 years, singing and doing music with that lyre, I noticed I forgot myself. I noticed that I became elated. I'm a registered nurse. I noticed that the patients let go of the tension and fear of dying. And that music just became a bridge. And every time I'd say, why don't I feel like this all the time? How can I? So I figured it out scientifically. How to release fear and hold a state of grace. And it is through this simple Be the Light procedure and using sound to stop our thinking. Are you ready? Okay. All right. Oh, one more gonger. There you go. All right. Imagine that the gong players are angels, and they are saying, remember who you are. Take a walk with me and see your grander, bigger, joyful, pure self that has always been in your core. And as you listen to this music, imagine that you are releasing the heavy clothes of your thoughts, personality, in this fear-based reality. So let's hear the stars singing to our souls. Take a deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth. We ask and intend to set a sacred space. We put a beautiful healing tent over each person in this room. Call in your spirit guides and feel your vibration rising. Take your attention back deeply into your heart, where there are no thoughts, no limitations, only love. Love, truth, beauty, goodness. Breathe in that vibration until your heart's cellular structure is shifting and growing and changing and twirling. And that energy now is moving out into your tissues, out of your breath, rewiring your brain, resetting your sense of safety in this crazy world. Stars, please. We will finish this meditation by imagining that you are a divine being and you have a crown, and it is the crown chakra. This crown chakra has beautiful organ pipes that play your music out into the universe. Allow your heart to resound heaven out into your world. Conversely, allow the vibration of heaven to vibrate down through the pipes on your crown. And if you love to hum or sound, let's do it now. Heaven pouring down, and your heart illuminating out a new, calibrated, heavenly essence. Take our last deep breath together, and as we finish this meditation, which did include expansion, imagine that you are grounded in your physical body here and now. Imagine that you have a beautiful, golden, resilient egg around your body. And let the cacophony, other people's thoughts and agendas for you, even your own questioning thoughts about yourself to have the right to do this, let them bounce off. And effortlessly, just let your true song bathe you and emanate throughout your days.